This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, so here we are. It's the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. So the official in charge of the official countdown is Major Michael Harrison. I just remember when a lot of people on the air, like Shotgun Tom Kelly, there was Major Tom Lewis, and there was Colonel this guy, disc jockeys. They used to have different handles, and many of them were military handles.
Well, the ones that used to really blow my mind were the doctors. Yeah, a lot of guys called themselves
Dr.
You know, Doctor whatever, and they weren't doctors at all.
Mm-hmm.
Radio is a wonderful business in which you can give yourself a phony title and get away with it.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Here I am. I call myself Dr. Doug from time to time, practicing without a license. Yeah, why not? Who's going to call me on it? You?
What type of medicine or philosophical advice do you provide?
I would provide oral medicine, probably, as much as anything else, because I'm a talker. Right. Right? Don't you think that would be appropriate?
No doubt about it.
Right.
No doubt about it.
All right. So Michael and Doug are here to go through the stories. Michael's actually here. He's the official. Remember, we just
went
through that. He's the official person with the story list and the people list. Gets published every week in his talk organ, which is called Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com. Have you? You can also find it at gooddayshow.com. All right. Enough of this foolishness. Let's get to the serious stories.
The official talker of the
official.
The official car of the Super Bowl. Okay. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Number 10, climate change and hurricane season is upon us. Number 9, race relations and LGBTQ rights tied at number 9. At number 8, that thing we call COVID-19, and it's tied with general health issues. At number 7, the British monarchy. At number 6, Russia-Ukraine war tied with foreign affairs. Immigration and abortion are tied at number 5. Crime and violence are at number 4. At number 3, a whole array of Trump's legal issues. How's that? And number 2, the economy. And the highlight of that particular discussion has been the averted train strike. And, of course, inflation remains a problem. And number 1, politics and elections. I think the primary season has come to a conclusion this week. And now on to the midterms.
Yay, let's spend some money.
Yep,
radio
on the people survey.
Spend your money.
Advertise on radio. The people survey. King Charles III and Prince William are talked about at 10. Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping at number 9. Lindsey Graham at 8. Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott at number 7. Letitia James at 6. Mark Meadows at 5. Number 4, tie between the two characters running in Pennsylvania, John Fetterman and Dr. Mehmet Oz. At number 4, Don Boldock, an interesting candidate in New Hampshire. Number 2, Donald Trump, and number 1, Joe Biden. And that's basically it. We have a special master, Raymond Deary, who somewhere in there we could throw him in, pointed toward the end of the week. It's kind of a mishmash this week.
Yes. Well, politics provides lots of conversation, as usual. Since the era of Rush Limbaugh, politics became the number one item, and conservative or right of center. Never have conservative, because it really has nothing to do with conservative. It has to do with being right of center or left of center in terms of actual description. By the way, speaking of Trump, this week it was Trump. Speaking of Limbaugh, this week it was announced by his wife that there's a book coming out with all of the Trumpisms. Why do I keep saying Trumpism? I'm talking about Limbaugh. Limbaughisms, right? This would be an interesting book, I suppose, if you're a Limbaugh fan, and there are plenty of those. The book should do quite well.
It's written or put together by or continued by his widow and his brother.
Yeah.
David Limbaugh.
His brother was his agent, also served as agent for other talkers like Sean Hannity, lawyer. But he didn't have to have another client because 10% of Limbaugh's annual salary was take care of you handily. Thank you very much.
Limbaugh generated a lot of money. When Limbaugh died, a lot of people lost a golden goose.
Right, the cash cow, if you will. Yep. Yeah. All right, so let's go to David Bolduc, if we can, for a moment. The situation in New Hampshire. New Hampshire is one of those wild cards. It's a state that's very unpredictable because there are some people like Ms. Hassan, H-A-S-S-A-N, who are there, don't seem to have the same stripe as many others. There are a lot of... I was watching on WMUR, which is the Manchester station, debates this week. I don't know why I was so intrigued, but I saw one of them, and then I kept going back to listen to them try to out-conservative each other. You know, who's tied to Trump, who is independent, who will do the best job. It was very entertaining, actually. It was the only one of these things, and I don't, you know, pay much attention to them because usually it's all yeah. But there was some interesting things thrown around. Because New Hampshire is, again, one of those states that has very, you know, you can go to like New York, you can predict what comes out of there. Massachusetts, you can predict it. Vermont, you go out to California, you can find most states, it's pretty predictable. New Hampshire is not. So it's one of the few interesting states, Michael, left to watch. So what did you find intriguing about Bolduc?
Well, he changed his tune, which is he was a election denier, and then he became a election denier. After he
denied the denials.
Yeah, because the big problem that the Republicans face is in order to get the nomination, to win your primary, you have to, kiss Donald Trump's patootie. Uh-huh. And how's that?
Very good, Michael. I like
that. And then after that, you got to face the general electorate that may not be that crazy about Trump. Yeah. So this is the issue that's facing a number of Republican candidates who are election deniers.
This shows you the importance of the primary, something that ever since I've been on the radio, I would talk, whether I was doing a political program or just a general interest show like I do now, it is the most important election, very important, more important than the final election, because you weed out, or you don't, the crazies that would be in the loop. You know, it doesn't take much. For example, in my community, there were 20%, I think 22%, 22.4% of the eligible voters turned out to vote in the primary a week ago Tuesday. So if, in fact, you only have 20% of the voting population out, you could get easily a lot of crazy nutbirds to go vote for somebody who's a crazy nutbird, and therefore kind of control the results of what's going to show up in November, right?
Well, voter turnout is the key to winning elections. And whether it's nutbirds or any other slice of the bigger pie, if you get them to come out based on the assumption that a majority will not come out, which is usually the case, you're right. It could be something that is not representative of the people. And in many cases, the people have themselves to blame for not turning out.
Right. Yeah. But looking at Trump's endorsement, how it seems to be the golden ticket, even though all these probes continue, the situations with him back to this almost godlike creature that has come out of, I mean, the guy's been around for a long time. Not till he was president did people pay this much attention to him. I mean,
it was kind of a national joke. He was kind of a celebrity joke prior to becoming president.
Right.
And even when he was running for president, the whole the spark that lit into the flame came because the media gave him a tremendous amount of attention because they didn't think he was a serious candidate, but he was kind of like ratings gold. People enjoyed watching Trump. He had that whole history. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had the "You're Fired" television show behind him, and so it's a story that historians are going to have a good time with when we're out of this era and we're all gone. It's going to be a very interesting time when 50 years from now, 100 years from now, they look back at it and they'll have a fresh perspective for sure.
You know, one of the things that's interesting is this: there's an overview of the number of candidates where former President Trump had a say on this particular, these 200 different races. The analysis was not done by an American group, by an American broadcasting company or newspaper. It was done by the BBC. Mm-hmm. They conducted the overview of the GOP candidates endorsed by Trump, and they have won, according to the BBC anyway, 92% of the time during this election cycle, the primary election cycle, and he's endorsed 200 different candidates in various jobs around the country. So, again, you've got the this cult that wants to, you know, somehow deify him. And then there are those, the people, if you look at the folks who didn't, so the 10 House Republicans, for example, who voted to impeach him, four retired, four lost, notably Liz Cheney. The governor of Massachusetts didn't run in the primary because his organization did polling. He's a Republican. Like, we've had three Republican governors in the last 25 years. They were great, in my estimation. They got along with the Democrats, got things done. And Charlie Baker is the most recent of those. Mitt Romney and Bill Weld were the other two. But Charlie Baker had $6 million in his campaign chest. He wanted to run again, did polls. He couldn't overcome the fact that Trump didn't like him because he was too liberal and he didn't support Trump. And Trump was very present. And some guy won the GOP primary for governor that nobody ever heard of. He's got about as much chance of winning the governor's race as I do.
Well, this is what the Republicans face. It's a mixed blessing, you know. It's a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
All right. And it's a triple-edged sword, which we can talk about after the break.
Do that. 18 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Joining me for a return engagement. That sounds really formal, Elizabeth. Elizabeth Miller from Caltrain. Success comes one step at a time. And I don't mean to sound like a lecturer here, but if you expect to lose weight and be healthy and to do it safely, you're not going to do it by losing 30 pounds in a month.
It really is different than every other weight loss product out there because it's actually good for you. But you got to give it time to work. Most people are seeing some weight loss around the 1 month mark. They're seeing their clothes fitting better, the inches coming off, and then the pounds start steadily coming off after that. You know, I lost 40 pounds with it. It took me right at 5 months. It's not a quick fix, but I've been able to maintain that and keep that off for years now.
When you go to toploss.com, what do we have that's value added?
Right now, we've got our huge Labor Day sale of unlimited buy three, get three free. So it's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's on our website, toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, here we are, 23 after the hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. It'll be much in demand this week at the Hold Their Feet to the Fire rallies that take place in Washington every year about this time. There are dozens and dozens of talk radio folks who go to Washington to supposedly interview and talk about what's going on with those nasty politicians who are taking advantage of you at every turn. There's a list that came out this week, Michael, I'm sure you've probably seen it, of all of the people who are in Congress who have benefited from the knowledge, the insider knowledge they had to get themselves ahead monetarily with stock picks and things, and it's pretty outrageous, frankly. And chief among them is the phony baloney congresswoman from my district, Catherine Clark, who is the second to Nancy Pelosi. She has enriched herself by a couple of million bucks this year because of insider knowledge. And there's a whole list, Republicans and Democrats, dozens and dozens of them who have been outed. So will that affect who gets elected?
No.
Probably not.
Nah, no, this has been going on for years. People become wealthy by being elected to positions that pay, you know, middle-class incomes. $180,000
a year. Yeah, right, yeah.
And they come out of it after 2 years, 4 years, 6 years, 8 years as millionaires.
Yeah.
And some of it is legitimate and some of it is not. But
right.
The fact of the matter is, I'm always asked the question, why do they spend millions of dollars to get a job that only pays $100,000?
There you go. They'll ask you that question. You'll be interviewed by every person who's at the hold your feet to the fire thing in Washington this week. Everybody wants to talk to Michael Harrison.
About 25 interviews in 2 days. I'm probably the most interviewed person there every year. But then again, I work very hard. It's a very hard 2 days for me, one after the other after the other. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you stop and think these interviews are from anywhere from 20 minutes to a half hour, and I'm doing all of them. So they're from morning until night. Mm-hmm. But it really gives me a chance to be in the trenches and see what's going on in talk radio. Plus, I get to see a lot of my colleagues that I otherwise don't see. You know, I'm not a big fan of traveling, and I don't like to go to big cities anymore. I really don't. I've become a very, very devoted small-town America person in terms of my day-to-day life. You don't need to be in big cities anymore to do business. But it's important sometimes to just get the feel of
it.
We were talking about the triple-edged problem.
The triple-edged sword. Yes, please.
One part of it is that the Republicans are getting into these nominations by backing Trump and all of his platform, because that works with the aforementioned base that turns out for primaries.
Right.
You call them the wackadoos, you know. And I'm not saying they're wackadoos or not. I'm just saying they are hardcore opinion about things.
Hard to call them anything but wackadoodles, as we are finding out.
And,
here.
But you know, it's the same problem that Biden had with the left wing of the Democrats. So this is not right or left bias. This is just the way it is in politics. That in primaries, the extremists in each party tend to vote, and the more moderate members of the party don't vote. They wait for the special, for the general election. At which point, you know, they're stuck. They go, well, how do we wind up with this choice?
Yeah, exactly.
And so that's one edge of the sword. The second edge of the sword is that, okay, most of the Republican nominees are election deniers and Trump supporters. Now what are they going to do? Sure. And that is, of course, you know, when they face the general electorate, which basically most people in this country do not like Donald Trump.
Yeah,
whether
they'll
all vote or not, it becomes, again, a matter of voter turnout. The third edge of the sword is...
Well, be safe until we come back in the next half hour, because it's 28 past the hour now.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The President and First Lady will be traveling to Great Britain Saturday to attend Queen Elizabeth's funeral. The state funeral is set for Monday in London's historic Westminster Abbey. The British monarch died recently at the age of 96. Officials in Jackson, Mississippi are lifting the city's boil water advisory. The governor making that announcement on Thursday, saying clean water has been restored, but adding the work is not done.
Moving forward, we will continue to monitor the system. Additional testing will be administered to ensure continued water quality.
West Virginia Governor Jim Justice has signed a pro-life bill into law. The measure bans nearly all abortions except in cases of rape, incest, or certain medical situations. This is USA Radio News.
paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan Silver Dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, coast to coast, border to border, sea to shining sea. This is the internationally famous Talk Radio Countdown program. There are others who aspire to come up with a list like this. The folks in Azerbaijan every week listen to this program as they are at war with the Armenians. That missed the top 10 story list this week. The Armenians and the Azerbaijanis are at it again after 10 years. And I likened it to, well, I'm not being facetious, this really is going on, to the Israeli-Palestinian thing. But the Armenians and the Azerbaijanis are not that popular. The Israelis, you know, the attention that has been appropriately focused on with regard to being a Jew and what happens in the world as we look back at World War II and see that horror. And I don't see, I think there is among the Russians a thing with Armenians, if I'm not mistaken. The Azerbaijan, there have been a number of things that have happened to Armenians in that part of the world who get out of Armenia for whatever the reason. I don't know. I just don't understand any of it. Why do you not somebody? Why do you not like somebody because of their name or because of their religion? Or, you know, stuff like that that is just, I saw something this week and I know I want to get back to the third edge here, maybe, but I'm on a toot that, on one of the social media things that I follow, is a focus on religion. And this week, someone who wrote for this blog said, Christianity in the U.S. is quickly shrinking and may no longer be the majority religion within a few decades. The implication was that if we are not a Christian, you know, we call ourselves a Judeo-Christian country. So if Christianity isn't the major religion, the inference is either we have no religion or there's another religion that replaces Christianity. So what does that do to America? That's the not so subtle suggestion in this column, that if we are not a Christian nation, then we're going to go, pardon the pun, straight to hell. I find that to be, you know, the whole business of religion and all the fighting that we do about it. Maybe it's the same as politics, though, Michael, huh? You think
maybe we all see the world through the lens of our own bias and our own experience, yeah. And our claim to embody certain virtues such as democracy, love, open-mindedness, togetherness, mm-hmm. only goes as far as that which makes us comfortable, at which point all of our highfalutin ideals break down,
right.
And we become biased, yeah. And we become exclusionary, mm-hmm. And we engage in hypocrisy. So that's what you're talking about.
Yep,
there's nothing new about this. This has gone on since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
And when we talk about democracy and we talk about, you know, the majority rule, as long as it's our majority.
Well, that's what you're
saying. You're scratching the surface on a very deep subject. And and we'll have the answer, folks, right after this break.
Well, there's another thing. Again, with religion, there is politics and the fact that there are some, the people who call themselves patriots, for example, there are a couple of patriotic, or with a small p, organizations who claim that freedom is on the decline if you're a conservative. I don't know about conservative, but I think that using that term again, I think is misused. But people who are right of center, Republicans who like Trump, I don't know if freedom is on the decline, but respect for you and your position certainly isn't there. Look what happened to Mike Lindell this week. He says the FBI is out to intimidate him. They took his cell phone. For those of you who don't remember, Mike Lindell runs MyPillow and has been a very outspoken supporter of Donald Trump and the election stuff. So, you look around at this stuff and it just, why can't we all just get along?
Listen to you.
Yeah. Right, you know what we haven't done
yet? You sound like a bad caller.
Thank you. I may be a bad caller. Good radio program.
No, yeah. You're fine. You're fine. Right. I'm. You don't mind when I tease you, do you?
No, of course not. It's all part of our friendly whatever.
Well, I mean, it's spontaneous, and sometimes I feel guilty.
No, I don't feel guilty. No. Okay, but the three-edged sword. We haven't got
the three-edged sword.
Edge
the problem with telling the payoff on this is that nobody is still around from when we set it up.
Ah, sure they are.
So the third payoff is, well, perhaps these candidates that basic conventional wisdom now says may lose because the general election doesn't like Trump, the ones that are election deniers on the Republican Party, they may win. That's the third possibility. They may win.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then what happens when the Congress is packed with a majority in both the House and the Senate that believe what Donald Trump has said and act upon it?
Yeah. And so then, is it the end of American democracy? Is it the end of America? Is it the end? Period. End of story. Yeah.
Well, there are many people who believe around the world that democracy is an unwieldy and inefficient method of governing.
Yeah, no, the despots are much better. They rule much cleaner. Right?
Yeah, don't they?
Yeah, right.
Don't get taken out of context for that statement.
No. Well, listen, I do get taken out of context from
that. Well, yeah, I mean, you just said despots rule better, you know, and it's not true.
Despots are cleaner.
The way I look at it, cleaner is not a good word either. The way I look at it is democracy is the best way to go, but it's extremely messy and untidy and takes mm-hmm. a tremendous amount of work.
Yep,
it takes a tremendous amount of vigilance, and it takes a tremendous amount of abstract intelligence so that you can understand what your opponents feel and how everybody feels. If you go into a democracy just believing in your own little lane in the massive highway of a big country like this, then you don't really believe in democracy. And that's what it's coming down to is, do we really believe in democracy, or are we full of shaving cream? I mean, it is a that's
a
the
little,
situation.
We're full of shaving cream, frankly.
And we are up to our eyeballs.
We are. Okay. And by the way, because I haven't spent this much time with you talking about Donald Trump, but this week there is some stuff that surfaced that I thought we ought to spend more time on, the special master that came at Trump's request to review the documents. This is a very, if you don't understand the law or understand how the jurisprudence system works, this is very unusual, especially since the idea came from Trump. People thought, well, he's the one who's being sort of examined, so how can he get a special master to review the documents that were seized at his own place? How does he have the start of that? I thought the government was after him, so how does he get the government to provide him with a special master? Pretty good question.
Well, the answer is he wields an enormous amount of power because of his following, even though it may not be a majority to get him elected president again. It's evident the power that he has and the dedication of his followers so strong that, and he's a former president, that he gets away with a lot of stuff. And he is a an entity to be reckoned with.
For sure. Yep. Okay. The Queen, the British monarchy, number 7 this week on our countdown list. To see the line for the Queen's coffin. 14 hours you stand in line to see between now and the funeral, which is, I believe, on Monday. The weekend will be filled, and if you want to see the Queen's coffin, you'll be in line for the queue is 14 to 15 hours. The line is 6 miles long. Can you imagine?
No.
And the king, the new King Charles, and the siblings are all taking turns standing with the honor guard with their mother or their grandmother in the casket. It's quite a tribute, isn't it? I mean, when you get down to how people, the spectator sport that is watching the royal family.
Yeah, the UK is another place where they have a problem with democracy. England has a reputation for being the seat of democracy, one of the great powers for democracy. But they have a monarch who just died, who was never elected, who is technically this head of state, the successor, King Charles III, never elected, the new head of state. A recently installed prime minister who got there because of a vote of no confidence for the elected prime minister. So you have an unelected prime minister. The House of Lords is an institution completely unelected. Great Britain is being run on every level by unelected people. Mm-hmm. And yet it is the master of democracy. There you go. Back to our democracy conversation. Mm-hmm. They are really upside down in the UK right now. The turmoil there emotionally because of the death of the monarch, questions about the new one, the entire royal family and the position of the monarchy, coupled with what's going on with the inflation and the energy crisis that they face. England's a mess.
Yep. England sings. Remember that song by Roger?
England swings like a pendulum do. Bobby's right. On bicycle, 2x2, right. Westminster too. Abbey, the Tower, Big Ben, the rosy red cheeks on the little children.
Right. This is by the singer of the song that has sold almost a million copies in this country, Idiots. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, also the lead singer of Gun Hill Road. And Idiots, maybe we should have a little of the Idiots song after we pause for a moment or two. First thing we need to think about in the pause is how are things going with your weight loss program? Are you on a crash diet? Are you taking drugs or stimulants to lose weight? If so, maybe you'll lose a lot of weight quickly, but then you'll have your body to deal with. How are you going to repair it? How are you going to keep the weight off? How are your different molecules going to remain safe in your body? Well, the answer to that question is one word. It is a proper noun. The name of the product is Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. It is a weight loss formula used by many to keep the weight off because it's all natural, no stimulants, no drugs. You take it every night before you go to sleep, and it does the work of having your body rebuild so that you will have the muscle that you had before and you'll have some of the lean tissue that keeps the weight in abeyance. Calotren is at toploss.com. That's their website. go there, buy the product. There's a payment plan, depending on how much you buy. Unlimited supplies available right now as part of the special anniversary deal. Calitrin at toploss.com. Enter the code Doug for saving for the deal and for no shipping charges. That's Doug at toploss.com.
Top Radio Countdown.
On the people list from Talkers Magazine, by the way, you can get these lists at gooddayshow.com or at talkers.com. Every week we have this service providing you with the info of what the big talk stations, the big talk hosts are yakking about. Number 10, the relationship between the two princes and the king and all that good stuff in England. Number 9, Vladimir Putin. We're still talking about the Russian-Ukrainian war, as it were. Lindsey Graham's at 8. Ron DeSantis is at 7. Letitia James is at 6. Mark Meadows in the number 5 position. The two gentlemen who are running for the Senate in Pennsylvania, Mr. Fetterman and Dr. Oz, number 4. Don Bolduc is at 3. Donald Trump in the second position, and Joe Biden regains the first spot on the people list, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79, and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin, website toploss.com. Does Calitrin address things like water weight?
That's a good question. I know that collagen is like the most abundant protein in your body, and we all know that water is a huge part of your makeup, too. So I would have to say that they probably do affect each other somewhat. But what Calitrin really does, in addition to the rebuilding the lean muscle tissue, is it helps repair your digestive tract. So it does help everything stay moving and stay, you know, healthy. Unfortunately, it seems like men do lose weight faster than women, but that's with everything.
Boo!
I know, boo. You know, when my husband first got on it, I think he dropped about 10 pounds in the first 6 weeks of taking the product. For me, it took a few months to really see the weight loss. You can use the code Doug. That's going to get you free shipping on all orders. That's at toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also call us toll free 1-833-TOPLOSS.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with the story list. Every weekend we provide you with this info. This is for the week of September 12th to the 16th. Stories starting at number 10, the weather and the hurricane season. Number 9, race relations. Number 8, COVID still there. Number 7, what's going on with the British monarchy. Number 6, the war, Russia, Ukraine. Immigration is number 5. Crime and violence together, they go together. It's number 4. The legal problems the former president is having. Number 3, the economy. And what would have happened? Lots of people talking about that train strike. What would that have done to the economy? Number 2 and number 1, politics. The final primary election week taking place. So those are all the stories. That's the way it wraps up here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's Doug Steffen. All right, so Michael Harrison, the voice on this song, Idiot's got a couple of seconds, selling well, Michael, right?
Oh, it's not selling for money. It's selling for downloads and free views on YouTube. Idiotsvideo.com. Thousands around the world are watching it. Nobody sells records anymore. You just give it away for free.
I know. Well, but it's great. There's a message there. Oh, interesting, yeah. Entertaining, and a message. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen on the countdown to 10 before the hour.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now at 53 after the hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show for our weekly visit from attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman, here to review some of the ancillary impact of legal issues on the countdown charts, but also to talk about scams, because he is the person who founded Scamicide.com. Notice I take a breath before I say Scamicide. I do put emphasis on it because it's very important. There are a lot of people who are, I look at these scams. One of the things that I'm concerned about myself is stuff on my own news page that I have. Somehow or other, there's a weather focus from a town in Virginia I never heard of. I get rid of it, and it keeps coming back again. I don't know whether that's a scam, a hack, or is just something that's wrong with my news feed. But, you know, it's amazing how much stuff. We have so much technology, Steve, so many chances for people to get into your shorts. And, you know, I still think people are not aware, kind of oblivious to it, to a point, unless you've been hacked. My hacks have come, frankly, from people using my credit cards. And that's not something that's internal. It's kind of external, really, isn't it? Or when I report stuff, you didn't make the charge. That's all the information you get about it.
Yeah, unfortunately, the biggest problem with this is because so many of the scams today have gravitated online and are effectuated through technology, it can be done anywhere in the world. And this is kind of unique to our time. So, you know, you can be the victim of a scammer in North Korea, in Brazil, in Russia. And, sometimes you know, the scams that originate in those places. You see where the English is a second language, the grammar is poor. But yeah, in other instances, there are some very, very sophisticated criminals who never have to leave their home in order to scam people. And a lot of us don't follow just the basic, I guess, techno hygiene that we need to do to protect ourselves.
That's good. Put a prophylactic over your screen.
Absolutely.
That'll save you. Okay. So this week in the countdown, I must admit that I have laughed a bit this week at the hands of Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott, number seven on the people list, because of the mayhem created in Martha's Vineyard and in the nation's capital by these guys sending illegals to Martha's Vineyard. Okay, you take care of them up there. You don't want them. We got them in Florida. We don't want them. We got them in Texas. We don't want them. You guys in Washington, you take care of them. So, I mean, even if it was, you know, $12 million to move 45 people up to Martha's Vineyard, hello. But still, it sort of caused for a little bit of a chuckle. Yeah, maybe you don't think so, but I thought it was a little bit, yeah.
It's both. I'm chuckling and crying and furious at the same time. And first of all, one of the interesting things was when I first heard about DeSantis flying immigrants to Martha's Vineyard, I did have a little chuckle, but assumed they were being flown from Florida. No, Florida, for some reason, and I still haven't found the basis of it, was paying for the flight of immigrants from San Antonio, Texas, to Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah,
and it's like, you know,
they were on their way to Florida. I think that was it, wasn't it? They were destined to go to Florida. Instead of going to Florida, we'll send them someplace else. I think that may have been part of it.
On the one hand, I thought it was very nice, the response of the people on the vineyard who have stepped up to help these.
Yeah,
really done a good job helping people. But I'll tell you the most infuriating thing to me, and that is DeSantis and Abbott, you know, just blatant political hacks. But Congress has done absolutely nothing, Republicans and Democrats, about our immigration system.
No,
we have asylum seekers that are waiting years for hearings. Have the have the money
doing it the right way, and they get screwed over by people who are coming and just being let in. Give them a license, and then they can vote, like in California.
It's both. You know, you can't ignore the immigration issue. And frankly, our country needs immigrants as workers to support our economy.
Yeah.
But Congress has done absolutely nothing to resolve this problem.
Did you see the review of the amount of money these Congress people are making that are on these various committees? They have insider information, the kind of dough that they've made in stock trades and stuff. Good God. What a bunch
of
corruption.
We've got to talk about that sometime.
Yes, we should, but we can't now because we're out of time. Stephen, J.J. Wiseman with Doug Stephan on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.